For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hooley, it's great to be back here at Lizzie McNeil's, and it's springtime in Chicago. Things are finally coming around.
It's Spy Wednesday today. Spy Wednesday.
That was Tuna Carey's favorite holy day.
Yeah, that figures.
Spy Wednesday. That's what he used to tell everybody.
Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, brought to you by the Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. And you're listening to WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up on Mondays, at SkinnyHooley.com. Well, Skinny, you have fans here tonight.
Yeah, we have all kinds of fans
coming over
tonight
and giving you smooches on the cheek and stuff. And hey, we're very honored tonight to have a very, very special guest. And this is going to be a great show. We are honored to have Deputy Chief Kevin Ryan from Chicago Police Department. Let me just give a little quick thumbnail on Kevin. He's responsible for operational oversight of police districts in the central and downtown areas of Chicago. Deputy Chief Ryan previously served as commander of the Gang Enforcement Unit within the Organized Crime Bureau and has held numerous leadership positions in the Criminal Intelligence, Patrol, and Detective Bureaus. 30 years of service, he's a strong familiarity and understanding of Area Central. And having served as commander of the 1st District and as a tactical lieutenant in the 18th District, in addition, he's held numerous enforcement and investigative position with gang units, organized crime, and hostage barricade and terrorism teams. He's a very proud Southsider. Am I right?
You are.
He comes from a family of 6 generations of cops. So welcome to the show, Deputy
Kevin,
Chief.
Thanks
Kevin
for coming
Ryan.
On.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Kevin, how long have you been on the police department?
Just 30 years in March.
Holy cow, that's unbelievable. You look pretty good for 30 years.
You look like a young man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Antifreeze.
Yeah. And you have a 24-year-old son who's also on the force, right?
I do, Colin Patrick.
That's terrific. Now, give us the background. It goes back how many generations?
6.
6 generations.
6 generations.
Of Ryans.
Of Ryans.
Yeah.
Continuous.
That's terrific. All Southsiders?
All Southsiders. I think we have a North Side branch, but we disowned them, I think.
You're like the highest-ranking Irish cop in the city right now.
I'm not sure, but I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I might be.
I looked at these other guys. They don't look Irish.
Just perused their pictures.
Yeah, these guys aren't Irish.
The Irish have just such a great reputation for with the police department.
Yeah.
A long turn.
Well, the most famous Chief O'Neill was the guy.
Yeah.
Chief O'Neill, who wrote all the Irish, saved Irish music for the world. Yeah.
And it just goes back forever.
Now, is it go back to your great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather came from Ireland in, I believe, 1887.
You know where in Ireland they came from?
I believe somewhere in Cork.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit of a hill boom.
Yeah. Okay.
And came here. Used to be, I guess, quite, I understand he was quite the handball player. That sounds like a joke. Playing up at Garfield Park.
Oh, yeah.
And a high-ranking member of the police department. He was a big guy. He talked him into signing up for the police department. So, and he went.
When did he go on the police department?
1893.
Did he really? Wow.
And went rose through the ranks to the rank of captain. So back in those days, that was like
that was
the district commander rank.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So
do you have brothers?
No, I don't. I have one sister. She's a nurse.
Okay. Was your dad a cop?
He was not. My dad later was with the sheriff's department.
Oh, okay.
But my dad had bad knees and couldn't get on. His brother, Mike, was a policeman. So my great-grandfather had three sons. Two became policemen, both rising to the rank of captain, John and William. And their third son, Michael, was a city service, civil service attorney for the city of Chicago.
Oh, yeah. You were just telling us that story. Who was White Marble?
White Alley.
White Alley.
White Alley Ryan.
White Alley Ryan was your grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Okay.
That was John Jay. He was White Alley. He was known as White Alley Ryan. Supposedly that meant he always gave a man a second chance, I believe. He worked mostly on the southeast side.
Yeah.
His brother or his son, John Jr., captain, worked mainly the west side, including Maxwell Street, the old Maxwell Street station where he filmed Hill Street Blues.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And then my grandfather was a captain in Wabash Prairie, which is the old 21st District.
When was he a captain there?
Probably the late 50s. He retired, and then he finished his career at Morgan Park.
Oh, yeah.
Or Chicago Long, then Morgan Park. He was the last captain in Morgan Park, and then they closed it.
They closed it, yeah.
Right, in about 61. He retired in 61. And they had one sister. She was a Mercy nun, Sister Edmund. My dad, Edward, is named after.
Mm-hmm.
She went on to be a principal. I forget what it was, one of the schools on the southeast side. She was a Mercy nun. And actually, when I was in school, I worked at Mercy Hospital, and Sister Gwendolyn, who was like the number two at Mercy at the time, remembered her.
Oh, yeah.
From back in the day.
A lot of Mercy nuns from the Irish. A lot of them were Mercy nuns.
Even when I was working for them, I was getting hit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they were great.
Yeah, we called them the Sisters Without Mercy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They were pretty tough. You know.
So you live in Barnabas now. Right?
I do.
Yeah.
I grew up in Little Flower until I was in about fourth grade, and then St. Thomas More.
Tommy More. Oh.
And my parents are still in Tommy More.
Are they really? They good are. For them. Wow.
They are.
Yeah.
And then when I grew up, we got married, moved to St. Walter's.
Oh, sure.
And then
Where'd you live in Walters?
118th and Artesian.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And then when I needed, we needed a bigger house, we ended up here in Barnabas.
Oh,
very good.
Right by a bunch of other Irish people named Sheehan's.
Yes. Yeah. Now, do you have any of the memorabilia or any of the stuff that your grandfather's badges or anything like that?
My cousin Mike, who was a lieutenant out in the 22nd District, has most of the badges. Mike gave me some of it. I have copies of the other ones. He's got them, but I've got his nightstick. I've got his back in the 50s, 60s, captains wore a star, which is what a deputy chief wears now.
Oh.
And epaulettes, and I have those, and I have his nightstick. I have a copy of the star.
Do you know Ricky Barrett, our friend Ricky Barrett, the history detective? He was very instrumental in getting Constable Quinn, his star put on the, because he was the first policeman killed in the line of duty, and then for years they wouldn't let him on the.
I'm not real familiar with him,
okay.
And I'm all for it. But
who was the guy?
Phil Klein's my guy too.
Oh, Klein! That was any fault with Phil Klein. So,
I'm a good friend.
Okay.
But I mean, everybody ended up making up in the end, so it all worked out.
They always do.
So. Yeah.
I don't know what the argument was. So
it's hard to argue with facts. Right. Let's just put it that way. Facts are tough.
He was very, you know, like a dog with a bone, Ricky Barrett, about getting that done. He had me write a story in the Irish American News.
His father was a police lieutenant.
His dad was a copper.
His grandfather, his great-grandfather, same type of thing. And And he was a DEA agent. So I think that may have had something to do with it, you know?
So now, 30 years on the force, you've seen a lot of changes. You know? Yeah. Things are rough right now, I would think.
I think we're starting to come out of it. I don't like to talk about current stuff because I'm not speaking for the department.
Exactly.
But I will tell you that during all the protests and everything that people saw on the news recently, going back the last 2 years, I can tell you that people of all races, everybody would come up to the policemen in the middle of these protests, just citizens walking up to the policemen and shaking their hand and thanking them for their service. So what sometimes is magnified by the media.
Yeah.
I'm shocked you would say
absolutely
something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming, but my politically correct statement. sometimes what's magnified by the media isn't really what you see when your boots on the ground.
What's really happening.
You see all the policemen. And I think the general public really does like their police department.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Support them quite a bit.
Unfortunately, and I'm not speaking for the police. I'm just speaking in general. The media loves to yell to who's ever screaming the loudest.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how crazy they are or how wrong they are. They just like to stir stuff up. And I think the police everywhere, not just Chicago, have suffered with some of that. And things kind of go through cycles. But I do think that there has been this huge reaction in support of the police also across the country.
Blue Lives Matter.
I think we're on the upswing. I will say the biggest change I've seen is when I came on the job, the news was out there three times a day, twice a day really. We would get a call in the station from the city news desk.
Yeah.
If you remember those guys?
Sure.
Anything interesting going on?
Oh, yeah, they're looking for
now, stories. Everybody has it within seconds because of the way the media
internet,
and social media, and everything like that. So you get unfiltered access to things that you may not have the whole story on, and everything doesn't, you know, things may not look right or things don't look real good until you find out the whole story, and then they make sense. So we have a lot of paper jumping going right now.
Yeah.
Huh. It's part of the world, so we have to deal with it.
Yeah,
and everybody's got a camera, and everybody posts stuff, and it's instantaneous.
Camera phones and everything, yeah.
And it is interesting because when a lot of this stuff, you hear the initial stuff, and then when the rest of the story, when you hear the rest of the story, it's
completely different. United Airlines thing.
Yeah.
That guy was a jerk, and now everyone's freaking out about him. Now the real story comes out, you know, two days later.
That's the price of fame, though.
Yeah.
He's a convicted felon.
Yeah, and he also got off the plane then ran and got back on, and he's just, a drug dealer and a jerk screaming like a little. Anyway, don't get me started on that little weasel.
Well, but sometimes that, you know, like you said, Holy, you see the initial thing and
you don't see the rest. Yeah, everybody goes nuts and reacts without getting the whole story.
Right, right. Yeah. So how many policemen are in Chicago now, approximately?
We're probably around 12,000. Give or take. I don't have the exact numbers. But don't forget also, we're in a big hiring blitz right now. So,
The
department's hiring at a record pace.
Yeah, they have a huge class coming in now, don't they?
Yes.
Every
month they're bringing them in. They're rolling them through. Part of the mayor's commitment to beef up the department.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because I think just if they have more, it's better, myself.
Now, are you on call all the time? Because that's a... You got a huge swath of the city.
Yes.
Tell us what your area is.
I roughly go from the south end of the 8th district. So I have 8 districts. I have the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th, and 18th district. Right now we're in the 18th district. So I start I go from the south end of the 8th district, which is about 87th Street, to the north end of the 18th District, which is approximately Fullerton Avenue.
Holy.
That's huge. Yeah.
From the lake there's parts of the 8th District that jut out to Harlem Avenue. So
that's basically the heart of the city.
It's a big big
do
chunk
you have
of the city.
A car or a helicopter?
Yeah.
The internet.
Yeah. And what time do you get to work? I mean, is it just like office job or what? I mean, it's
no, I do a little bit of everything. I usually get in between 8 to 10, depending on what's going on. I'm there till, depending on the day, between 5 to 10 o'clock at night, depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
I have a lot of help, a lot of good commanders. I have an executive officer that helps me out, another commander that we kind of switch on off so we can have a little bit of time off. But we all work as a team, and it's a pretty good team.
That's good.
I hear nothing but good stuff about this Johnson, the superintendent.
Superintendent Johnson is a very good guy. Another, you know, long time in the job. Street copper, understands how to be the police, understands what we're faced with today, and I think he's making big good progress towards where we need to be.
That's great, because Jimmy McArdle, you know Stakes.
Sure, Stakes McArdle, yeah.
And he was in the 2nd District as a commander or a captain or whatever. But
Stakes McArdle was a commander?
A captain. Captain.
That's
but
a frightening
I was McArdle. McArdle and I were both in the 6th District at the same time, and Superintendent Johnson worked in the 6th District
He really speaks highly of him.
Yes.
He says he's really a good guy, which is nice to hear.
Well, that's good. If Stakes says the guy's all right, he's all right.
Yeah. And he's gone. He doesn't have any reason to say that. You know what I mean? It's not like he's got to say that. But he really likes the guy. And that's a good thing, because it seems like things have, well, I know you can't say too much, but in the present, things have quieted down quite a bit. And I know there's the little blips and stuff, but it's not like it was when they were completely out of, you know, crazy.
Well, the summer's coming.
Yeah. That probably has a little something to do with it, Ole.
You know what? We had Field Chief Pat Fitzmaurice from the, do you know him?
Very well.
He told us some stories, man. And up just about all the shootings. He's right there all the time, seeing these kids bleeding all over him and everything. And
they also support us quite a bit on these long-term demonstrations or special events. The fire department really goes out of their way to assign a paramedic just for the police officers, especially our bike officers.
That are
often on the front lines of
the bike officers are great, though, aren't they?
They're the best in the world.
How long has that been going on, bike officers?
We've had them for over 10 years, but I'd say over the last five years, we've really generated it into an art form where people actually come to us and ask us what we're doing, how we do it.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Oh, you mean other cities?
Yes.
Oh.
Our guys, I really do, not because I'm from Chicago, I really think our guys are the best in the world.
That's great. That's great.
So there's a, well, you can't, there's so much you can't talk about. There's a big demonstration coming up. It gets worse.
For the Skinny and Hooli show.
Yeah. It gets worse in the summer. We know that with the heat.
It's busier.
Busier. Yeah, busier. That's a good way of saying it. And a lot of it is, well, yeah, let me ask you a question. What the heck's going on with shooting people on the expressways now? That's frightening. They're shooting them on the Ike, and they're shooting them on the Dan Ryan. It's like, hey, come on.
I think it's just a general expression of people without governor switches, so to speak, anymore. My dear friend is the director of the state police, Leo Schmitz.
Yeah,
who's
a retired Chicago police deputy chief. They do a bang-up job. It's just
the
proliferation
of
illegal handguns. I want to put that out there. Illegal handguns and the revolving door with the criminal justice system as far as holding repeat illegal gun offenders accountable. That's the real problem.
They get let out right away.
It's a revolving door.
Yeah.
It's a revolving door. Other states, I won't say what's, New York, for example, if you get caught with an illegal handgun, you are facing a 3-year minimum. And they don't differentiate if you're hooked up, you got clout, you don't give. They had a professional football player shoot himself in the leg. With an illegal handgun, and he took 3 years.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So the crooks here know that, and that's why they're very bold about carrying guns. That's why they
They can get away with
have,
it.
There's no downside to carrying a gun in their eyes. Yeah. They see it as I'll just be let out or I'll have boot camp or this, that, or the other. So that's our biggest challenge today. But on the flip side, anybody, you know, there's people put stuff out there the police aren't doing or, you know, is it, we are taking more guns off the street this year than at a rate than ever before. Same as last year. Last year, we took more guns off the street than the year before. So guns don't just magically pop into the squad cars.
Yeah.
The policemen have to go get them. And those are all armed encounters.
Wow.
That policemen do an unbelievably good job at keeping the peace. And, you know, we take thousands of guns off the street every year. So that's every one of those, that's an armed encounter. 98% of them don't involve us shooting at anybody, which people forget about also.
What's the scariest thing that ever happened to you on the job, if you can remember? 30 years.
Car chases are the scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
That's what I tell my son not to do.
Yeah.
It's just not. One, it's not worth it. It's not like the movies.
Right.
That's the scariest thing you'll it's just crazy scary. Getting shot at, it's not fun, but you don't really think about it till later.
Yeah.
So.
Now, that's the Ryan. So let me go back to your family. What about your mother? What's your mother's maiden name?
O'Hanley.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And he came from Ireland, my grandfather, via Canada. He ended up being a mortician. And he actually, if you go down 63rd Street, no, Cottage Grove, I think it's still there. If you about 65th Street on the east side of the street, you know, they used to paint the sides of the buildings like billboards.
Yeah,
you can still see O'Hanley Undertaker on there. And there's still a building he had built that it's got the marquee over the marble, you know, it says the O'Hanley Building.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Then a branch of the Kane family, my maternal grandmother's side, we had the black sheep of the family. He worked for the sheriff and the police of the city. His name, you might have heard of him, John Kane.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the last, he was hooked up with the outfit.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
He was one of the last, old, you hate to talk about it, reminiscing, but old school, TV show murders in the city at a diner up on the north side.
Yeah.
He got whacked up in a diner in the 70s, late 70s. And I remember my father told me they met at a party, the whole family, probably somebody's birthday or something, and my grandfather was still on the job, wouldn't shake his hand.
Oh, yeah.
He kept walking away, you know. He kept trying to shake his hand. My grandfather kept turning around, going, go away, go talk to your I won't use any ethnic groups, but go back to your friends.
And then he got plugged in a diner, huh?
Yeah. That would have been in the, I think it was mid-late 70s. Yeah. It might have been I forget the exact, it was up north, I remember that.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Yeah, he's pretty famous.
His half-brother wrote a book, and I can't remember the name of the book right now. I have it at home. It's a pretty good book.
What's his half-brother's name, you remember?
William Kane. I believe it's William Kane.
Wasn't Richard Kane?
Richard
Kane was the guy that got plugged.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Somebody was always writing about that in the paper. It wasn't Royko, but it was...
Trey Hanania, wasn't it?
I can't remember. I remember Richard Kane he was a bad guy.
Right. He started out with the police department, up with the sheriff's. And a few, I think even maybe the state's attorney's office or something like that.
Oh, Skinny worked there.
That's different times. It was different times.
I worked for Skinny.
Yes. Did you really?
I did.
Oh, tell us about that. The state's attorney's office?
No. Oh. No. On Mayor Daley's first election.
He was my campaign guy.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think he got his clout for, God's sake?
My phone call.
He was a fabulous precinct worker.
It was just on the south side. You were
The 15th Ward, I believe.
Yeah, 1980, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
When I was in high school.
We had a lot of fun. You know who else worked there, too? Jim Sweeney.
Yeah.
Jim Sweeney from Local 150?
50, yeah. Okay. We had a lot of great
kids. He's our
kids.
Sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's one of our sponsors.
And we had quite a few guys that worked at that time.
Well, we're out of time. What? One more thing.
One other thing is that I remember when Rahm Emanuel became the mayor, Mike Kelly called me. He was over at the Park District, and he said, hey, I got to talk. He said, Rahm wants me to do the Taste of Chicago. I said, you don't want to do it. It used to be great. I said, it's all screwed up now. I'm just telling you. I go through the whole thing with him, and I said, Mike, I wish you could have seen it when it was. He goes, I worked there down there for 2 years when I was in college. I worked for you.
Don't you remember?
Don't you remember? I'm like, ah, no. Hey, we did have Gary McCarthy on, though, a few years ago. Remember?
Yeah, we did.
He stopped by and said, you know, he came by. And we've had a lot of police, fire. We promote.
Yes, absolutely.
We promote the
now, Gary McCarthy is talking about running for mayor.
Well, anyways, but to go back to what Hooley said, we're big supporters of the police
absolutely.
And the fire, and
yeah.
the, we know the job that
and
you
the
guys
great have. Irish tradition as well.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That's
and we salute you and your family for six generations of.
We even have one in New York that's a boss in New York. So.
Oh, really? Yeah, another Ryan?
No, his last name is Hart.
Okay.
But he's from the same branch.
That's great.
Well, you're that's doing great. A great job.
Well,
and,
Mike.
Thank, yeah.
Keep up the good
Kevin.
Work. Kevin.
Kevin.
I'm thinking of my grandfather. Kevin, keep up the good work. We're really glad to have you on. And
you got an open door to come back here and vent anytime you want to come back on and talk about anything.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
okay.
This is great. You
all
did a
right.
good job. All right. Thanks
all right.
very much.
Kevin Ryan.
Kevin
God
Ryan.
Bless you, Kevin. Stay safe, pal.
Thank
yes.
you.
Right. Yes, stay
all right,
safe.
We're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicago. Land. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Come into my office, Mr. Finnegan. How can I help you?
Doctor, you got to help me. I'm having panic attacks, terrible anxiety.
You just need some hooliganism.
Hooliganism? What is that, some new medicine?
It's an elixir for what ails you, Mr. Finnegan.
Is it a pill? Do you swallow it?
It'll relax you. Rick Hogan of WGN says it oozes Chicago. He also says it's fantastic.
But what the heck is it?
It's the new book by Mike Houlihan. Everyone's talking about it. Frank West of the Irish American News says it's filled with human warmth and you should read it when you need a good laugh.
Hooliganism, the book. Hey, my wife said you were a doctor.
I am a doctor and hooliganism is my prescription. The New World said Southsiders would rank it up with the Book of Kells.
What about my irregularity?
Read Hooliganism. You'll find it very moving.
Hey, you're not a doctor.
I'm a psychiatrist, Mr. Finnegan, and I can tell what you need is a nice dose of hooliganism.
But my wife said you had her undress and you examined her.
Yes, she appears to be very healthy, Mr. Finnegan. Oh, nurse...
Hooliganism is the new book by Mike Houlihan. You can purchase it online at www.mikehoolihan.com or at any of Chicago's finer Irish gift shops.
Nurse, will the doctor be giving me a prescription for hooliganism?
Do you have insurance, Mr. Finnegan?
I've been hooliganed.
It's a great party. It's wickedly funny. It's roisterous and boisterous. It's a hoot. It's one of the funniest shows in town. What is it? It's Flanagan's Wake. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Flanagan's Wake returns to Chicago. Making Chicago laugh since 1994, Flanagan's Wake is now running every weekend at Chicago Theater Works at 1113 West Belmont. Flanagan's Wake takes us to the fictional town of Graplin, Ireland, where local roustabout Flanagan has died. We'll meet a zany cast of characters including Fiona Finn, Flanagan's spirited fiancé of 22 years, Brian Bally Bunyan, his best friend and drinking mate, Father Damon Fitzgerald, the ornery parish priest, Mayor O'Doole, the town mayor and bartender, and don't forget Flanagan's mother, along with a gaggle of goofy mourners paying their respects to the deceased and the great tradition of hitting the pub right before the wake. Flanagan's Wake is performed in the irreverent, improvisational style that won it rave reviews in Chicago. Much of the hilarity is created as the cast and audience interact, each offering stories about Flanagan himself and Where's the Money, with tall tales and rip-roaring songs. Spontaneous improvisation guarantees that no two shows will ever be the same. It's improv. Got it? Get it. Go see it. Flanagan's Wake this weekend at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont. Call 312-391-0404 or go to chicagotheaterworks.com for more info. For tickets, call 312-391-0404 for the love of God, it's funny!
Yeah, that Flanagan's Wake is a hit show, and everybody should get over there and see it. It's terrific stuff over at 1113 West Belmont. You will love it.
Hey, we had a great time last Saturday night, Holy.
Where was it? Oh, that was at Ridge Country Club for the Rosa Tralee contest.
Mary Kay Marmo did such a great job, and a lot of really, really good people there. It was very classy.
Michelle McCormick did a terrific job.
Oh, she was terrific.
They didn't need us.
Well, we were there. That was good. But Michelle is just absolutely terrific.
She's a former Rose.
Right.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of Roses there.
They did.
Which was
Did. They had Catherine O'Connell was there, and that was a fun night. A little bit long. But
right, but what was the name of the new one?
Tess Daly.
Daly.
She's from Wisconsin, actually.
Yes.
She's a food scientist.
She's from Ireland.
Yeah, she's from Cork, I think.
She works for Kerry, the Kerry Food Group.
Yeah.
She was terrific, too. But what a difficult thing, you know, when you hear about the contest like that. You had all these smart, talented, good-looking women there during the contest. There was about 18 of them. And they they were all terrific. And
they were there all day.
Yeah, and they have to go through the judges, and I don't know. That's a difficult thing to do. So, but we want to congratulate Mary Kay.
I thought they were coming. I thought some of them were going to come by here tonight, but I guess not.
We'll have to get them on, though. We'll have to get them on.
Yeah. Mary Kay Marmo does a great job. Mary Kay Gavin Marmo. Her sister Trish is a lot of laughs, too.
She's right. And of course, we've got we had Maggie McEldowney there, who won the whole thing last year.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we just she was discovered on the Skinny
and Nooly Show. And we were sitting with her. She was discovered on the Skinny and Nooly Show.
Right.
With her mom and dad. And it was a lot of fun. Skinny, you know what? I want to give a plug to our friends at the Ancient Order of Hibernians, our old buddy John O'Donnell. Sharpen your game and line up your foursome for the Friday, May 19th Ancient Order of Hibernians Irish American Heritage Center golf outing, Edgebrook Golf Club. on the northwest side. The best ball tourney begins at 11:30 with lunch at the first tee, and then the shotgun start at 12:30, then food and drink and Irish music and awards, including door prizes afterward at Edgebrook Fieldhouse off Central Avenue.
That's a good golf course, too.
It is a good, and it's a nice place. The cost is $95 before May 5th, $100 after May 5th. Dinner and drinks is only $40. Sign-up sheets and whole sponsorship forms are available at the Irish American Heritage Center or by email or credit request at AOOH32@AOOH.org. Ancient Order of Hibernians, a great organization.
Great organization. They've been around forever, Hooley.
Yeah, that's why it's ancient.
Ancient, yeah. Yeah. John O'Donnell's a good guy. So.
Skinny, could you please give me a hand with this door?
I got it. 50 Cent punches female fan during Baltimore concert. Then he invites her on stage to twerk.
Who cares?
Hillary Clinton smiles as she models shoes Katy Perry named after her.
Who cares?
Caitlyn Jenner reveals she's had sex reassignment surgery.
Ouch.
Who cares?
It's just a penis, no big deal, said Bruce.
Who cares?
Madonna posts makeup free selfie, calls herself the mother of dragons.
Richard Simmons, business manager, says the return to the spotlight is possible. And finally,
our old buddy, happy birthday, 91st birthday to Hugh Hefner.
You're still not dead. Close it up. Close it up.
Get in there, Hugh. Get you
in there.
There,
Hugh.
Get in there,
Stay
Hugh.
Stay in there. Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Skinny. All right, climb up my back. Get that
ledge
at the top. Okay.
Got it.
Thanks, pal. Ooh, I don't know what shoes you're wearing today, but they're hurting my back. Hey, Skinny, you know, I love the way you say 50 Cent. That's how he pronounces his name, isn't it?
50 Cent. He's
50. 50 Cent. 50. Not 50. 50.
So when we went, one year we were going to, where were we going? We were now going out of Florida to play golf. And we were up at O'Hare Field, and my brother John gets a newspaper. There's all kinds of people in line, and the woman behind the counter goes, 50 Cent. John says, I'm not 50 Cent. She said, 50 Cent. He goes,
that's
why
how
you
much
call
you
me?
Charge
you, you had to be there.
I'm not 50 Cent. Yeah, he's a great artist, that's for sure. Hey, you know what? Speaking of Florida, I got invited. They're going to screen Our Irish Cousins at the Fort Myers Beach Film Festival.
When?
April 28th. I'm going to go down there.
Oh, good for you.
Mike
Miller will be down there.
Will he really?
Yeah. I think he'll still be down there.
Oh, I got to call him. Maybe I can crash there.
And what's his name? Kevin Cooney might be down there with his boat.
Oh, he's Miller's buddy, right?
Yeah.
Well, then they can both come to the film that night. Yeah.
There's all kinds of people.
I want to know. Were you near there?
We were about 25 miles south of there in Naples.
Because I sent Pete Nolan a note. He goes, that's 80 miles south of me. I'll forget it. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, well, Jackie.
You got
to
get a
do
hold
you know
of
Girks McCarthy?
Yeah.
Well, it's his granddaughter who runs the fest.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Everything comes around. Ronnie knows Girks McCarthy, don't you? Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
And you just found out she ran the fest, right?
I found out last night, as a matter of fact. But nothing like that Southside connection, I can tell you that. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, you know, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window of Hearts Wrongs, Ken's, any of those great Irish taverns, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, hey, Holy, who died?
Holy Mary Kay Thornton, maiden name Callahan, passed away peacefully. She was the wife of the late Michael Thornton, mother of John, Michael, and Mary, proud grandmother of Michael, Paige, and Justin, and beloved daughter of the late Anthony and Rose Callahan. She was from County Mayo, Lahardane, County Mayo, and she was waked at Gibbons to St. Paschal Church and buried in All Saints Cemetery. So say a prayer for Mary Kay Callahan Thornton.
God rest her soul. Skinny, Mary Ellen Kunkel. She was a Halloran before she got married. She was age 80. The beloved wife of 57 years to Joe Kunkel and loving mother of Karen, Kathleen, Matthew and the late Joe Kunkel and the late Susan Kunkel. She was a retired nurse from Michael Reese Hospital and Matteson School District. And in lieu of flowers, they want you to donate to Honor Flight. You know,
oh,
you're familiar with
great
that's,
it,
that's a
yeah.
cool thing. So God rest your soul, Mary Ellen Kunkel. Now, I have one other celebrity death. The great
yeah.
Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother. I don't
know
if you remember him from the Chappelle Show. He was funnier than Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
and all he would do would tell stories about meeting, like he had a basketball game with Prince once that was very funny. And he got in a big beef with Rick James, the super freak. Anyway, he had leukemia. God rest his soul. Charlie Murphy, very funny guy. And black Irish. Okay. All right, so we're going to close up the crypt, and
we'll be right back
on the Skinny Hulu Show. These messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Come on, see Bart's down back land gave a cowboy's man with a shovel slung behind them. Twas in the pub, they drank the stuff, and up in the spike you'll find them. They sweated blood, and they washed down mud, with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again, with McAlpine's Fusiliers. Shoulders kept a bit sincere, and what he went to look for a tea was McAlpine's Fusiliers. Oh, well, oh, oh, well, oh. Well, I remember the day when the barrel shake fell into the concrete stairs. What the horse face said when he bought him dead, well, it wasn't what the rich call prayers.
speaks of with my Alpine's fusiliers. With Russians, Czechs, and Poles on shuddering jobs in the Hydra Downs, burning beneath the Thames in a hole. Well, I grafted hard and I got me a card, and many a ganger's fist across me ears. Well, if you value your life, well, don't shine by Christ with my gal.
And we're back. Hey, that was the Four Friends. Four Friends, I think that's their name. With the McAlpin's Fusiliers. I love that tune. Get your
Are we going to get the Green Mountain Boys back on pretty soon?
Oh, boy.
I know they contacted you.
They're very busy.
They can work it out. I know. I think they were talking about touring with the Rolling Stones, we'll see if we can get them back on.
Okay. Maybe later in the year.
Century.
Okay. No. You know what? I'm talking about our old pals at Flanagan's Wake, if you need tickets and you want to get a deal because you're a Skinny and Julio listener, you call the number. 312-390-4404 and you tell them code radio 10. You got to say it like that though. You got to go radio 10 and you'll get $10 off your ticket for a great show.
If you say radio 20, you get $10 off.
No. You can only say radio 10.
I know. I was just
all right,
kidding.
Skinny, are you all ready for Easter?
Yeah, we're going to my daughter Bridget's place on the north side, which is going to be a little bit different, Huli. Last year we went up to the lake.
Does she have a big place? Because
she does have a big place. Yeah. No, it's just going to be our fam and some of the Carries.
Okay, cool.
You know, Skip.
The Skipper?
Skipper will be there. And
now, you know, the Skipper might be going to Ireland with us, with Frankie Moe. They're going to meet us there. I don't know how they're going to work this out, but they're going early.
To run the marathon, right?
No.
Oh.
they're going to do a marathon of a different type, I think. But they're going to see somebody playing in Dublin, some musician. And then they're going to hang around with us in Galway.
You know, Skipper has gotten really good. This is not a joke. Really good. He went on Facebook and that. He's on Facebook.
He's one of my friends.
He's doing great.
Yeah. He's a very amusing guy.
He is.
I love watching
him. When are we going to Ireland?
I've never seen a guy drink so much orange juice.
Yeah. When are we going to Ireland?
He must love that vitamin C.
he never gets it.
We're going to Ireland October 19th to the 26th. I'm looking forward to it. Banging the drum. Now we're going to Galway. The Aran Islands, Skinny. On a boat. We get on a boat. We go over to the Aran Islands. Spend the day there. Come back. Then we're going to Westport. Then we're going to go to Achill Island, another boat trip to Achill Island.
Yes, see all the Kilbanes and Gallaghers. The whole island is Kilbanes and Gallaghers.
And then we're going to go to Roscommon and stay in the castle. What's the name of that castle?
It's a castle.
The Kilronan Castle. Yes. That's day 6. And then we return to our favorite spot, the Fitzpatrick Castle. I'm sure we'll be over at Finnegan's. Is that Bono's Hangout, the bar you guys always go to? Finnegan's?
Yeah, it's not Finnegan.
What is it? What's it called?
Oh, I forget. But it's a great bar.
But it's not Finnegan's?
No.
Okay. We'll have the name of that bar next week, folks. Oh, I heard a couple of jokes.
No, that's okay.
You know, these two ladies were, you know, Palm Sunday last week. And I'll tell you that the Passion is about 3 hours long, the long, long, long gospel. And the two old ladies were sitting there, and they said, oh, we've been sitting here so long, one of them said, my butt fell asleep. And the other one said, I heard it snore like 3 times.
Oh, my God. How about
Yes.
The Palm Sunday when they in Egypt they blew up the Catholic churches.
Dirty, rotten.
Of course, that's not reported on the news. It's not, you know.
No, not that fake news. Nothing about the Christians being persecuted.
You know, they just talk about the guy that got dragged off the plane. They only killed like 65 people.
Yeah.
In Catholic churches, which is.
Yeah. In the middle of Palm Sunday Mass.
Right. So, but we
they have postponed or not. They have canceled their Easter services because of that.
Just
ISIS.
Like us.
Yeah. Well, no, we're not. So where are you going to Mass on Easter, do you know?
We probably go to Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart, where's that? Oh, that's the old joint. No.
Yeah, 117th and Church.
Okay, yeah.
And or maybe we might go to St. Pat's and see
old St. Pat's.
Yeah, Father Hurley.
Yeah,
I went to St. Pat's last Sunday.
Yeah,
because we were meeting to go running. Okay,
who were you meeting?
I was meeting Tommy McShane, Mark Salsky, George Scully.
Okay.
And we met at...
Tommy McShane should come to Ireland with us. Those other two guys have been with us to Ireland.
So we go to 8 o'clock Mass at St. Pat's.
Yeah.
I go to, 7 o'clock Mass.
Yeah.
Sunday morning. I saw the Passion. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Huh. But we had the priest, it's the president of De La Salle High School, was saying the Mass. I forget what his name is. But he gave us the short version.
Oh, he went to page 12.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good.
And we got a Mass was over and everything at 7:45.
Wow.
My brother Mike
Palm
went to
Sunday?
Mass.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
He called me down. He called me from Florida. He went to Mass. It was an hour and a half.
Yeah. You know what? They sometimes involve the parishioners.
I know. They try to make it a play.
Yeah, and there was a guy... at St. Luke's, when I lived in River Forest, I called him the Smug Jesus because he had this attitude, and he's reading Jesus's lines, and I'm like, hey, man, he's not like that, you know? I remember he would go, thou sayest it, I am a king. You know, I wanted to crack the guy. The Smug Jesus. I don't know what happened. Yes. He didn't, you know, well, I'm always conscious of people playing parts like that, so. I give him a bad
but
review.
it was the guy did a great job, and sometimes, you know, it's not, you know, the longer it takes doesn't necessarily mean it's better. But
no, brevity is the soul.
But man,
of
there
wit.
Was a lot of people at 7 o'clock Mass.
Well, that's good because you get it out of the way.
I know, but there was a ton of people. It's way more than there usually is.
Well, that's because it was Palm Sunday. Yes,
well, we went around. We went to we ran out to St. Paul's Church at 22nd, just west. Of Damon.
22nd and Damon, yeah.
It was in Ripley's, church. Believe it or not. It's the most magnificent church. One of the most magnificent churches in Chicago, yeah.
Huh.
It was built in 1893.
And what's the name of it? Just St. Paul's?
St. Paul's, yeah. I'll tell you about it when we come back after this break, Holly.
Okay.
We're going to take a little break, Holly.
We're right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal. Particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, You've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the south side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the south side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Gotta love that Smith Village.
It's on my corner, Hooley.
I know. You know what? I was thinking maybe we should do the show there this summer.
Oh, they would love it.
They would love it, and it'd be fun. I bet they got some great characters there. Would get up and tell some stories.
They've got that big room downstairs.
I know. They got a stage and everything.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
Should I talk to them about it?
Yes.
There you go.
I think it'd be terrific. Okay. I would just be worried about the drive home, though.
You could stagger home from there.
Hey, wasn't Kevin Ryan great?
He was terrific. You know what? And the police don't get enough credit for all the slings and arrows they take day in and day out. God bless them.
God bless the police. So,
don't forget our trip to Ireland coming up October 19th to the 26th. Love to have you all join us.
I've got a lot of people interested already.
You know what is fun about the
trip? Because tickets are going to go fast.
We get to meet people who listen to the show. And then we meet them, and we go to Ireland with them, and they're like our friends forever now.
Right.
You know, of course, they're not too crazy about us 2 or 3 days after the trip.
But once they sober up, they're pretty crazy about us.
They get over it. But it's going to be magnificent. We got Katie Grennan coming with us, and she's
terrific. And we want to thank everybody, all our sponsors. So we get the greatest sponsors in the world. Want to thank all our listeners, and we want to thank Kevin Ryan and all the people that we've had as guests. So, Cooley. It's time to see
you later. Bye.
Tune in next time for the Skinny and Hooley Show.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.